She'ibir es hashana mipnei hatuma, which is what Rabbi Yehuda said you're allowed to do. U'bikesh rachamim al atzmo. He felt he had done an avera. D'chsiv ki marbis ha'am rabas me'efremim menashe yisachar uzvulun lo hi taharu. Ki achu es ha'pesach b'lo ka'kasuv. Ki hispalel chizkiyo aleihem le'mor Hashem atov yechaper ba'ad. So something is wrong over here in this girsa of the Braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that on one hand you're allowed to be ma'aber, and then he brings the proof text, the fact that Chizkiyahu had to daven for Klal Yisrael because they were ma'aber. So we'll deal with this in a few minutes. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the third day, Nehatuma Ibrua Mu'uberes, he appears over here that he's paskening like Rabbi Yehuda. Ela Mipneima Bikesh Rachamim al Atzmo, but he was aware of the issue of the raya that Rabbi Yehuda was bringing from Chizkiyah, which appeared to go in the opposite direction. So he understood this as Shema Aver Me'la Adar V'hun Iber Nisa Minisa. Namely, he missed the boat. He allowed to be Ma'aver, but there's a time frame, and Chizkiyah missed the boat. And we're going to see what that means next year. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Neshehishi, as Yisrael Asos Pesach Sheni, that the issue had nothing to do with Ibur, according to Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda, but rather that Chizkiyahu told Klal Yisrael to wait another month and to bring the Korban Pesach in Iyar, Pesach Sheni, and this was the issue, that Pesach Sheni was meant for Yechidim, it was not meant for the Tzibur. Okay, that's the text that we have in the Braisa. The Gemara then goes ahead, we'll come back to the details of the Gemara a little later, and points out that L'chora, Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan and Tanakhama appear to be going in opposite directions from their classic Shita in Shas. And so the Gemara then rereads the entire Tosefta. If you'll skip down to where, in the middle of the thin lines, Ela Chisuri Mechsara V'Achikatani, our text of the Tosefta, right in the time of the Gemara, was corrupt. And you have to reinvent the Tosefta so that Rav Yehuda will be Lushitaso and Tanakama will be Lushitaso. And we're going to move then from three Shitos that we had, from two Shitos that we had in our original reading in the Havamina. We had Tanakama saying you're not Ma'aber, and Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon saying you are Ma'aber. We're going to move from those two Shitos into three Shitos. El Chisuri Mechzor V'chi Katani. Ein ma'abrin es hashanim nehatuma v'yimimrua mu'uberes. The Tanakama holds that l'chatchila you should not be ma'aber, but b'di'evad you can be ma'aber. Rav Yehuda omer ena mu'uberes even b'di'evad. And then, of course, we understand the raya that he brought from Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu was ma'aber, so that was an avera. Chizkiyahu had to ask for kapara. Ihachi Rabbi Shimon omer nehatuma ibrua mu'uberes. Hainu Tanakama, but then it turns out that Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama are the same. Amarava l'chatchila ika b'nayu. Even though the language of Rabbi Shimon appears to be a b'di'evid language, but he is simply working off of Rabbi Yehuda, and he really holds that l'chatchila one can be ma'abri mipnei ha'tuma. Tanya mihachi. Ein ma'abrin es hashanim nehatuma l'chatchila. It's a Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer ma'abrim. Ella, so then what was the whole issue of Chizkiyahu? It was not a question of the Ibur per se. It was a question of the time framework that he missed the boat. He was ma'abir nisan b'nisan. So what we have in the maskana of the Gemara is that we have basically the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon who hold that Ma'abrim mipnei hatuma, via l'chatchila, Rabbi Shimon, or via b'di'evad, Tanakama. And then we have Rav Yehuda, ein ma'abrim mipnei hatuma, even b'di'evad. And here we have an issue that we have to try and understand in terms of understanding whose shita. Whose shita is problematic within the constellation that we have of the world of Ibur Hashana. We've been learning Ibur Hashana, Daf Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph, Amid Beis, Yud Beis, Amid Aleph. Whose Shita over here has to be explained? Who is the default position, and whose Shita has to be explained?
Tanakam Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Yehuda?
What was the rule, if you recall?
Rabbi Yehuda needs to be explained.
What?
Rabbi Yehuda needs to be explained.
100%. Rabbi Yehuda needs to be explained. Because we saw, we had a machlokas between all the Rishonim and the Rambam relating to the framework of Ibur Hashanah. All the Rishonim except for the Rambam understand that we have one issue. That issue is called Tzorach. That we have all sorts of needs, be they objective or subjective, to add a month in order that we're going to have korbanos of the proper size, in order that we're going to have the raw material with which to bring the korbanos of Shavuos and the Chagah Osif of Sukkos. We have to be sure the Olei Regalim are going to get there on time. We have all sorts of needs that are involved, and Tzorech is enough of a motivation of a reason to be ma'aber the shana. The Rambam had two tracks. He had the track of Tzorech, but he also had the track of Shamor et Chodesh Ha'aviv, which is purely a world of cheshbon, purely a world of seeing that the lunar calendar and the solar calendar interconnect, that they work out one with the other, even if there were no Tzorech, even if for some reason we had all the peros that we need and all the tefuah, etc., but we have this issue of the years of the solar and lunar calendar coming together. But everyone agrees, even the Rambam agrees, that there is a din of Tzorech. Now Tuma, Lachora, is a Tzorech. And so whether you view this as something which is l'chatchila, something which is b'dievet, that can be a machlokes tanoim. But why does Rabbi Yehuda ignore the tzorech of tumah? In other words, everyone agrees that the avoda in the mikdash l'chora should be done b'tahara, that would be a meaningful, a more meaningful l'chatchila dika avoda. Why is the avoda of tahara less of a tzorech than the fact that some group of Oli Regolin got stuck in Turkey?
Those two things are very different, though. One is that there is nothing that's going to happen if either b'dieved because people won't be here. Another one is that something will happen, it'll just be b'dieved.
But even if people will be here, but we say that if the tanurim are still wet, namely that they're going to, it's going to be more difficult to find the proper tanur. People are going to have to wait online to be tzolder the korban pesach. That's enough of a reason to push off pesach. We had tzrachim that maybe even weren't, you know, it's 100% tzrachim, but they were a sa'ad. They were at least used to bring in over here. Rabbi Yehuda says, tumah is meaningless. Tumah is meaningless. So the Gemara talks. This is an issue that the Gemara talks about. You don't have, to come on to Rishonim. This is the Gemara that we skipped. That the issue of Tumah is a very, very fascinating issue. That here we have a machlokes tanoim, whether Tumah dechuya b'tzibur or Tumah hutra b'tzibur. And what does Rabbi Yehuda shita? No, that would be a tzorech. Tumah dechuya would mean that would be a b'dievet situation. That's something that is not an ideal. That would be a tzorech. Look in Rashi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the last wide line of Rashi on the top. Dechuya b'tzibur, klomar b'koshi hutra tumah b'tzibur. Kol kama de'efsher lahadure lasosa b'tahara mahadrinan. So one of the strategies that we can use in order to bring about the l'chatchila is Ibur Hashanah. L'kach ma'abrim k'dei shi'yasu b'tahara. Namely, that if you hold Tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur, clearly we have over here a tzorech. However, if we hold that Tumah hutra b'tzibur, go down in Rashi about 15 lines where it says, Rav Yehuda omer eina muberes, l'fi shahatumah heter hu b'tzibur, v'shelo l'tzorech ibruha. In other words, that the issue as to whether Tumah is a tzorech depends as to whether we say Tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur, then we have a tzorech. But if Tumah hutra b'tzibur, then it's not a tzorech. In other words, that even though in our eyes we would say, you know, Tumah, it's not an ideal. But Rav Yehuda holds that Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, meaning that L'chatchila, the Tzibur, who are Ruvam Tmei Emes, can bring a Korban V'tuma. It's not a Tzorach. It's simply not a Tzorach. Okay, so in terms of understanding Rav Yehuda, the Gemara does a very good job of pointing out that everyone is L'shitata. Tanakama and Rav Shimon hold B'chol HaTorah Kula Tuma D'chuye B'tzibur, and that's what the Gemara brings from the Tzitz. Masha'en Kain Rav Yehuda holds Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, that even on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol wasn't wearing the tzitz, he was going into the Kodesh Kadoshim in the Arbag Bagadim that didn't include tzitz, but there was no issue because even if there had been Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, that Rav Yehuda holds that even though the tzitz is only machaper when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, not when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it, but on Yom Kippur we don't care because all of Yom Kippur is one big Korban Tzibur, and Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, so there's no need for a kapara. That's Rav Yehuda Shita. However, we learned a little more than this. We learned that even in a situation where there is no need for Ibur, what happens if Bezdin goes ahead and is Ma'aber? Bezdin decides to be Ma'aber even Shelo L'Tzarach. Maybe in Achiname they shouldn't do it. But if they do it, is the Ibur Chal? So we saw a drasha in the Taras Kohanim, right? That we photostated before Yontif, that Atem Afilu Anusim, Atem Afilu Shogigim, Atem Afilu Mutim, even if you're making a mistake, but these are my Moadim, you know, this is the power of Bezdin. Bezdin is given this power. And so, how can Rav Yehuda say, Ein Ma'abrim Nehatuma? Okay, Ein Ma'abrim, you think that it's not the best thing in the world to do. That's also Tanakama Shita, but B'dievet it's Chal. Rav Yehuda is saying over here, B'dievet is not Chal. How can it not be Chal? Why should the Ibur not be Chal? Isn't that against our rules? So, as a parenthetical comment, and I know probably Rav Bednarz will have a whole shiur on this, but for me it's a parenthetical comment because it's all in the Achronim. The question is, we pointed out that that's certainly a din by Kiddush HaChodesh, right? That's the whole sugi of Rabbi Gamliel, who told Rav Yehoshua to come to me on the day that you hold his Yom Kippur because I was at Ma'abir the Chodesh, etc. Even if I was mistaken, it's my prerogative. The Nasi can decide, etc. Does that apply also to Ibur Hashana? That's a machlokes achronim, right? But let's assume, and there are diyukim, you know, it's a tzrach and a minchas chinuch, etc. But I don't want to get involved in that. I'm assuming that there is such a halacha, that really that there is a din, that normally we say that Ibur Hashana, even if it's done by mistake, even if it's done wrongly, it holds. That's the power of Beis Din. Why did Rav Yehuda ignore that power? So here the Ran was bothered. Kind of the Ran felt that this is a proper question to ask, and he was bothered by it, and he gives a fascinating explanation. Look at the Ran in the first Mara Makom. Rav Yehuda Omer Eina Me'uberes. Af al gav de Amron le'el shaharishus biyad bezdin la'aber mipnei hatzorech. Af al pi she'en sham hasimonim hayaduim. That when we have this din of tzorech, even if Bezdin makes a mistake, and really it is not clear that there is a tzorech, the bottom line is that the Shana is Mu'uberet. Sfir le'le Rav Yehuda, shehachachamim gazru mipnei hatum'ah, kidei shelo yavohu laharher al tuma b'tzibur, mishum de Rav Yehuda, sfir le shatum'a hutra b'tzibur. What is the Ran saying over here? A fascinating reverse psychology. Why were Chazal gozer? That in this situation, had Bezdin made a mistake in another situation, had Bezdin made a mistake in the calculation of the solar and moon years, had Bezdin made a mistake in terms of thinking that there was a community that couldn't get to Yerushalayim, and really there was no such community, or really they could get to Yerushalayim, then the Shana is Muberet. But Tuma, we say if over here, that's the only reason, and doing it because of Tuma, and even though they shouldn't do it, because there's really no tzorech, but they did it, why over here are we saying that b'dieved, that the Ibur is not chal? That people will the other way around, that people will take the halach of Tuma Hutra B'tzibur seriously. Namely, if I tell you Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, but I want to be machmir, So then I'm really telling you that tumas lo hutra b'tzibur. Maybe to give a better example, let's say that there's a case of pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. Right? So I tell my 8-year-old, run and get the doctor. But if he knows I tell him run and get the doctor, kind of read that I'm not going to run and get the doctor, right? So kind of read it's really not hutra, right? So I should run and get the doctor. If I want to point out that the pikuach nefesh is mutter on Shabbos, that there's a mitzvah pikuach nefesh, I shouldn't tell a kid to do it. I shouldn't tell a goy to do it. I should do it. The moment that I appear to be saying, well, this is an area that I should be machmir on myself, so it's really not hutra. So hu hadin in terms of tumah. If tumah is really hutra b'tzibur, then there's no reason to be ma'aber the shana. Were we to be ma'aber the shana, people would think that tumah is really, really, really not hutra b'tzibur. So we have over here that Rav Yehuda stands on his shita by creating a gzeira that this will be an exception to the whole world of Ibur Hashanah. In the world of Ibur Hashanah, when there's a tzorech, then we're ma'aber, be it l'chatchila, be it b'dieved. When there's no tzorech, we're not ma'aber, but generally the Ibur is chal. But over here, because of to educate people that tumah hutra b'tzibur, we say that even had there been an Ibur, the Ibur would not be chal. So that's the shita of Yehuda. How do we paskin? Let's look at the Rambam. Aval ein ma'abrinas hashana, says the Rambam. Lomene hasheleg, lomene hatzina, lomene golias Yisrael shadayin lo nekru mimekoman. These are all cases which are not considered to be a meaningful tzorech. Volomene hatuma, kagon shahayu rov hakol or rov hakoenim temeim. Ein ma'abrinas hashana kadeshi elehem p'nai letahir v'lasot betara elo yasu betuma. The Ibru es Hashanah ne hatuma hareza meuberes. So how does the Rambam paskin? Like, not like Rav Yehuda, right? That in other words, he doesn't stop and say, simply that ein ma'abrin. He says im Ibru hareza meuberes. This is the sheet of Tanakama. L'chatchila one should not be ma'aber, but b'di'evet it's meubar. So what should the Rambam hold in terms of the world of tuma hutra b'tzibur or tuma dechuya b'tzibur? For the Rambam to be able to pass like Tanakama, how should he hold in the world of Hutra or Dechuya? Dechuya, that's Bemeh, what the Rambam holds. Look in the next Rambam, in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Mipnei Ma Machzirin Al HaTohar Mi Bet Av Acher, that if we have one Bet Av of Kohanim who should have done the Avoda, but they're all Temeim. So we say, so we'll find another Bet Av who will do it. Why? Don't we say that Tumah is muter b'tzibur? So he says, "Neshatuma lo hutra b'tzibur, ela b'isura omedet u'dechuya hi at neatchak ve'ein dochin kol davar hanitcha el b'makom she'efshar b'nezet sorech tzitz l'ratzo saleh." The Rambam points out that tuma is dechuya b'tzibur; it's not hutra b'tzibur. So again, as because of time constraints, as a parenthetical comment, even though this is the Rambam's psak. And therefore, the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh and in Hilchos Bias Mikdash is Lishitato. Tuma Dechuya B'tzibur, which means we do not paskin like Rav Yehuda. We paskin like the Tanakama or Rabbi Shimon, and the Rambam paskins like the Tanakama, that because it's Dechuya B'tzibur, so L'chatchila, one should not be Ma'aber, but B'dieved, the Shana is Me'uberet. But there is an internal stira in the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash. If you look at the next halacha, the Rambam paskins ein atzitz meratze ela bizman shu al mitzcho shenemar vohei al mitzcho tamid leratzon lehem lefnei Hashem. This is a sheet of Rav Yehuda. The Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon hold that the tzitz is meratze at all times. Even Yom Kippur, the tzitz has to be meratze because tuma even on Yom Kippur is not hutra. It's only dechuya. You need a ritzui. That's what Rambam said. Neizet tzricha tzitz leratzo tzaleha. But the Rambam paskins in halacha ches, like Rav Yehuda, that the tzitz is only meratzah bisman shu al mitzcho, which is not the shita of the Tanakama. So there is a long arichus in all of the Mefarshei HaRambam how to deal with this issue. I'm just leaving it as a tzarech iyum. Okay? But for our purposes, what we have is a principle of tumah, which is Dechuya b'tzibur. according to Tanakama, and Tuma, which is Hutra B'tzibur, according to Rav Yehuda. Which Tuma is Hutra / Dechuya B'tzibur? So let's look at the Rambam in Perek Dalet Ochid Beis. It simply makes life easier. We could look in the Sugya in Yuma and Daf Vavim at Beis. We could look at the Sugya in Zvachim and Daf Kaf Beis. Those are the Sugyas of Tuma Hutra and Dechuya B'tzibur. But the easiest way is looking at the Rambam, who summarizes the Halacha. Ketzad docha es hatuma. Again, the Rambam paskins tuma dechuya betzibur. Under what circumstances? Higiyas mano shel oso korban. There's supposed to be a korban which is going to be brought. Let's say a korban Pesach. V'hayu rov hakohol shemakrivin oso tmeim lameis. Ohayu hakohol tahorim. Hayu hakohenim amakrivim tmeim lameis. Ohayu elu v'elu tahorim. V'hayu kol klishares tmeim v'meis. What is the Rambam stressing over here in terms of the nature? What type of tuma brings about the principle of dechuya b'tzibur? Tumas hameis. The Rambam is very, very explicit. And then yisasku bo hatmeim v'hatorim ke'echad yikansu kulan la'azara. Avo, even though we say tuma dechuya b'tzibur hatmeim b'tuma acheres gonzavin v'zavos nidos v'yoldos tmei sheretz u'nevela kayotze b'hem, if we're dealing with other types of tuma, lo yisasku, lo yikansu la'azara. The whole heter / dechuya of tuma b'tzibur is only by tuma sameis, not by other tumos. V'yaf al pishe nase b'tuma. Namely, this is not just a lechatzchila, this is a ma'akev. The only heter to enter into the tzibur, into the mikdash, is if you're a tmei meis. Then we say the tuma hutra / dechuya b'tzibur. And the Rambam summarizes, shelo nitches ela tumas hameis bil vad. Okay? So now we have an issue. Tumas hameis is something which, on one hand, is avi avos hatuma, is a very, very chamad dika tuma, and we have this paradoxical halach, like this paraduma, that dafka tumas hameis is hutra b'tzibur. But when does the ibur hashana take place? During what? Which month?
Adar.
What day does Pesach come out? No, it comes out normally, right? On Tesvav b'Nisan. Namely, you have at least 15 days between the time that the Shana is Mu'uberet and Pesach is going to come. So why add a month to the year? If we have 15 days, how many days do you require to become Tahor from Tumas Meis? A week. So we have double the time which is necessary. And you know, maybe even triple the time. Why add an entire month if we have the time? Namely, had we been dealing with the Tumas Zav, in other words, that Klal Yisrael were all infected with the disease of Zav and Zava, and there's a constant flow, and now we have no idea when it's going to end. So he says, so we'll add a month. Hopefully by that time everyone will have a refuah shlema, and they'll be able to go to the mikveh and bring their korbanos and go into the Beis HaMikdash. It makes sense to have an ibur when we have a flow of tuma which we don't know when it's going to end. But when we have a tuma which is recognized that we have, it requires sahakol, a week of treatment, and we can start that week at any point. So what's the havamina? What's the tzorech in ibur hashana? This bothered the Rishonim, and we have over here four deos in the Rishonim, two of which, you know, it's, you know, are like, you know, even we could say those, and the other two we have to try to understand. Okay, so let's look together at Rashi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. This is where Rashi begins the sugya, four lines from the bottom of the Amnei Hatuma. Kegon shehaya nasi chole, and a nasi is an individual that upon his death, everyone has to participate in his levaya. Everyone is going to become a tamei meis at the levaya of the nasi. V'amduhu, and the doctors gave their best, what's it called, a guesstimate? In other words, they gave their estimate. V'glamus be'erev Pesach, the girsa over here, Pastor, should be shisha yamim kodem.
Why
shisha? No, in other words, that the Nasi is going to die at a point where Klal Yisrael will not have a week to become tahorim before Pesach. That's why they want to add a month, so that even if the Nasi dies during that week, that they, you know, they're still going to have another month to become Tahar.
No, I'm just saying, did you think that Rashi wrote Shnei Yomim because...
Why I don't think he wrote Shnei Yomim. I think he wrote Oshishi Yomim. Erev Pesach Oshishi Yomim.
If it was Oshishi Yomim, there wouldn't be a correction that they were Shnei Yomim, no? The Girs of Shnei Yomim and Maisa like, existed for many...
I have no idea.
Couldn't we say that by Shnei Yomim is because that most people are coming to Yerushalayim before the Chag and most of Klal Yisrael is already here? Yomim Fnei HaChag, why would most of Klal Yisrael be here for the Levaya? Some from the Golan, they're magically going to get here within 24 hours?
The assumption is that most, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, most Jews lived in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, there were communities that came from the Golos, but that wasn't the Rov Minyan or Binyan of Klal Yisrael.
It would take a day, it would take less than a day for a messenger to go to the Golan Heights and then for people to come back all the way here in order to for the Nasi.
They're coming to Yerushalayim to bring the Korban Pesach.
But that's 6 days later.
They don't come to Yerushalayim Erev Pesach.
When do they come?
They come during the week before Pesach.
Not 2 days before?
No, they have to buy a korban. They have to set up a place to everything that's set up a chabura, all sorts of preparations. And so the fear was that maybe it's the source of the mistaken gears of Shnei. Oh no, the Yutameim. So that's one option, namely simply that we're assuming that you have a week between Adar and Pesach. You have 2 weeks. But it could, but we have this looming tuma. We have this looming tuma, which is going to mess up the entire Pesach, and so we'll add a month to be able to take care of this looming tuma. Oh, the other option the Rashi has: sheyerubim tmeim besof Adar, v'kolsa efer hapara ein yecholin limtzo achsha para aduma. Then the Hav Amina, we'd be Ma'aber. So then we have the Machokes Tuma, Hutra Betzibur, Tuma, Dechuyah Betzibur, whether they should be Ma'aber or simply bring the Korban Betzibur. So according to Rashi, in order to be Tamei, I'm sorry, in order to become Tahar for Tumas Meis, you need two factors. We need a week and we need an Efer Para Aduma. And so the Gemara is dealing in a situation where one of those two factors is compromised. Either we don't have the week because we have this looming tuma which is going to hit in, you know, the hurricane, you know, it's just like hurricane whatever it was, you know, they have this alert. It's going to hit the coast a certain time. So the death of the Nasi is probably going to hit the coast at a certain time, and which is not going to give the week. Or the Afer of the Para is compromised. We simply ran out of Afer Para Aduma. Those would be the Ukimta of that we're dealing with over here. Look in the Yad Rama, in the middle of the page of that I printed for you. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Ma'aber Nesar Ne'atuma Kegon. Haya Hanasi Goseis Ba'Adar Amdu Lamos B'Shish Yamim Kodem HaPesach. Harei Ein Lohem Pnei Litoher Kodem HaPesach. That's the first parish of Rashi with the Giras of Shisha. Osho Hayu Ruban Temeyim B'Sof Adar V'Kolza Efer Para. Namely, clearly the Yad Ramah had Rashi in front of him and is paraphrasing Rashi. Inami adds the Yad Ramah, bezavin vayushofin vahochin ve'en yecholin litoher kodem hapesach. This is Omer Dorsheni, right? This is against Beferish Asugyas in Yuma and in Zvachim that the Rambam summarized, that the whole din of Tuma Hutra, Tuma Dechuya Betzibur, is only by Tumas Meis. My nafgamina that these zoven hayu shofin v'holchin. Ibur Hashana, in other words, our question is, do we have an alternative to Ibur Hashana via Tuma Hutra Betzibur? But in this situation, there's no alternative. Namely, you have to set up the Gemara in a situation where you have two alternatives. Should we be Ma'aber the Shana, or should we say Tuma Hutra Betzibur? But those two alternatives only exist in the realm of Tumas Meis. Those two alternatives don't exist in a realm of Tumas Zav. So how can the Yad Rama set that up as an Ukimta? That couldn't be the Ukimta. Everyone has a question on the Yad Rama. But there is another Shita which does lend itself to, so what you would have to say, according to the Yad Rama, is no, I have no understanding of the Yad Rama. Sorry, I don't understand the Yad Rama. Okay, but there is with the Mefarish on the Rambam that I mentioned to you, that even though it's the Bar Ilan for somehow put him into Chayrim and didn't put him in, maybe it'll be in the new Bar Ilan, we'll see. So I have this other program called DBS that has the Mefarish on the Rambam in the computer. So on that Rambam, that's the Paskins, like the Tanakama, he writes as follows. Kugon. Hayu rov hakohol or rov hakohenim tamayim b'meis, hari yecholin la'asos ha-pesach b'tumah ha-tamayim im ha-tahorim, because we paskin that tumah d'chuya b'tzibur, shenemar v'yu anoshim asher hayu, kach lomdu mipni ha-shmua, yechidim nitchim v'yein tzibur nitchim. V'dovar zeh b'tumah s'meis bilvad, which is the pashtus of the halacha. V'ha-pesach shekrivu b'tumah, ne'achal b'tumah l'tmei meis, o l'tmei maga, Hatumos kimo nageh b'sheretzu nevela, eno ne'achal l'misha tumah yotza alav migufo, zavin zavos, nidos v'yodos, eno ne'achal b'tumah, elem nitma ha-tzibur, kodem zrikas adam, nimrachat zrikas adam, eno ne'achal. Kosav harav ha-gaon ha-rambam zal, ha-ram zal, I'm sorry, not the Rambam, v'yim tishal, heichi dami tumah zot shtishar aleihem michodesh ador shebo ma'arbenes ha-pesach, the question that Rashi and the Yad Ramah grappled with. Right? That this is the second parish of Rashi. That's where Rav Haigon learned. Okay, so up to now he brought the second teretz of Rashi. Then the Mefarish of the Rambam continues, V'nira li, lefinis daiti, she'itachin ze nami kigon, shehayu mechusre kapara, that we have a category of individuals who cannot enter into the Beis HaMikdash because of a requirement that it's not enough for them to go to the mikveh after their tumah, but they have to also bring a korban. V'lo hayis ha-kaparasam ru'uya likarev elo la'achar ha-pesach. And technically, they could only bring their korban after Pesach. Let's say that they were tovel on the day of Erev Pesach and they have to bring the korban the next day, so they didn't have time. That's what we're talking about. Umahu detema ma'abrin ad shiagiyu elim shel mechusre kaparasam likarev. Or, just like the Efer, the Paraduma was missing, according to the Rav Haigon, maybe the elim, the ayil, that they had to bring as their korban, that was missing. They ran out of rams at that time. Kamash malan delo. The problem is, who are mechusrei kapara? What type of tumah requires not just going to the mikveh, but also bringing a korban afterwards? Right? We're learning now Vayikra, the Zav, and the Zava, and the Yoledes, namely the category of tumah yotzeis migufam. And the Mefarish himself said that tumah yotzeis migufam is not going to, you know, we don't have this alternative of tumah hutra b'tzibur. We need a case where we have two options. One option is be ma'aber the shana. The other is to say tumah hutra b'tzibur. So the or tumah d'chuya b'tzibur. So the options that we have are Klai Yisrael going to be tmei emes because of the nasi, or Klai Yisrael are tmei emes and there's no efer para aduma to help them out, right? Or that we have these mechusrei kapara who can't bring their korban. But who are these mechusrei kapara? The zavim, etc. So where do we have over here two options of being ma'abre deshana and tumah dechuya betzibur? Since one is tumah dechuya betzibur for a zav and a yoledes, etc. Namely, the problem is that Mefarish within himself, he began by pointing out that there is no heter except for tumas meis. Then he says, we're talking about mechusrei kapara. So here, on this, we have achronim on this mefarish. Understand this from a little more lumdisha standpoint, and if not mistaken, it's the Or Sameach al-Atar in the Rambam, and the Chiddushei HaGriz, he has a kuntrus on Sukkah and Kiddush HaChodesh. And what they want to offer is that they want to clear a Chakira. The Gemara says that we require Tumas Meis as opposed to Tumah Hayotze Migufan. Those are the two, those are the two poles of the Gemara. For Tumas Meis, we say Tumah Hutru or Dechuya. For Tumah Hayotze Migufan, we don't say. So the question is, what is the Gemara stressing? Is the Gemara saying that Tumas Meis is the only situation where we have Tumah Dechuya or Hutra, and the world of Zav and Zav are simply examples of other forms of Tumah? Or is the Gemara saying that really Tumah Hutra or Dechuya B'tzivu for every Tumah except for Tumah Yotze Migufan? What? No. Because then you could say, then Mechusrei Kapara are no longer Tumah Yotze Migufan. Mechusrei Kapara were already Nirpa. They already went to the mikvah. They just have a status of Tumah until they bring a Karban.
What is that Tumah?
It's called Mechusrei Kapara. It's the Tumah of Mechusrei Kapara. So if you understand that only Tumas Meis is Duchuya or Hutra, that's not going to help you. But if you say no, all Tumah will help, in other words, all Tumah will say Duchuya or Hutra except for Tumah Hayotze Migufan, then you could say perhaps that Mechusrei Kapara, we would say Tumah Duchuya, we would say Tumah Hutra. Namely, then that's what the, and then the Mefarish wouldn't be Soser himself. This is not going to help us for the Yad Ramah. Because the Yad Ramah is not speaking about Mechusrei Kapara. He's speaking about Zavin, Vayushofin, Vaholchin, Vein Yecholin Litar, Kodem Pesach. He's saying they can't get to the first stage. They can't go to the mikvah. They can't even become Mechusrei Kapara. But the Mefarish, who agrees that the Zavin, the Zavos, for them we're not going to say Tumah Dechuya, but for the Mechusrei Kapara, maybe if we understand the Gemara, that Tumas Meis doesn't mean Tumas Meis Dafka. It means Tumas Meis as opposed to Tumah Yotze Migufan. So maybe the Mechusrei Kapara are not defined as Tumah Yotze Migufan. In any case, these are the options that we have in which we can understand our Gemara. Okay, so now we come to the next issue, which is the final one that we'll talk about today, and that is Chizkiyahu HaMelech. What went on in his time? Sof kol sof, are we going to say that by Chizkiyahu HaMelech there was a Nasi who was about to die? Chizkiyahu HaMelech was a Nasi. He was the Melech. He was the head of his Sanhedrin, L'chora. We don't know who was a Nasi. We don't know where there was a Nasi in his time. That's not mashma. It's mashma that it's not a question of a looming Tumah. It says, Rabbas me Ephraim and Menashe, Yisachar, Zvulun, Lohi Taharu. What does it mean, Lohi Taharu? If they're Tmei Meis, so let them simply use the Efer of the Para Aduma. And if you'll say, well, maybe there wasn't Efer the Para Aduma, that's not, we know historically that in the time of Bayis Rishon, there was always Efer the Para Aduma. How are we going to stand Chizkiyahu? What was going on in the time of Chizkiyahu? Why would they have an option of Ibur Hashana? Why would Chizkiyahu choose such an option? Why didn't he simply tell Klal Yisrael, come to Yerushalayim and go through the process of Efer Para Aduma? They had the Efer. There was no looming Tumah. Namely, all the whole issue of Ma'abrim, Ein Ma'abrim, is Ukimtot. And those Ukimtot, L'chora, don't apply in the time of Chizkiyahu, unless you want to say to Chizkiyahu they were all Mechusrei Kapara, we had a rove of Zavin, the Zavos, etc. Maybe. Rashi was bothered by this. So what did Rashi do? Rashi said, Ibir es Hashanah Hatumah. Why did Chizkiyahu choose Ibur Hashanah? L'chora, he could have said that Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Tumah Dechuy B'tzibur, Shenitma'u B'yemei Achaz Aviv, May Avo, read our gears of Rashi, May Avoda Zara, Shiloshashu Latorah. Chizkiyahu entered into Jewish history in a time of Choshech. His father Achaz was a Rasha. His father Achaz closed the gates, the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. His father Achaz set up an Avodah Zarah on Makom HaMikdash. And there is a Mishnah. In Shabbos, the Rabbi Akiva says that those people who are Oved Avodah Zarah have the status of Tmei. Okay. So we can come to Tumas Meis via the the issue of Avodah Zarah. V'haya Chizkiyahu machziran lemutav. And Chizkiyahu was machzir them b'tshuva. But this is like the Shabbos project, right, in South Africa. Right? In other words, it's a process, he machzir people b'tshuva. You're not going to get everyone to agree a month in advance to be chozer b'tshuva. Let's say you choose Shabbos Parashas Vayechi, that was the Shabbos project. Right? Shabbos Parashas Vayechi, everyone's going to keep Shabbos. So you're going to have a lot of people who are going to decide just a few days before, okay, I'll join in. Okay, I'll be mafresh challah. Okay, I'll turn off my cell phone, etc. But Chizkiyahu, this was the process. Lo yaspiku kulan lovavli toher ad haPesach. We don't necessarily have a week for, you know, it's that everyone's going to be prepared a week in advance, and therefore Iber Hashanah. So Chizkiyahu, who was the first, it's Rav Goldscheider, right? He was the first machzir b'tshuva of Klal Yisrael. So he chose. He had two alternatives. Tell the people to come b'tuma or to be ma'aber the shana. And he made, in the eyes of Chazal, in the eyes of Rav Yehuda, right, the wrong choice. Because, you know, it's, he asked for kapar, he made the wrong choice. Ein ma'aber me'atuma. What about according to Tanakan Rabbi Shimon? So we have, Rabbi Shimon says he made the wrong choice because it was too late, he missed the window of opportunity. Or he should have, or he told them to go to Pesach Sheni and they should have gone to Pesach. In other words, he made a mistake. But at least we understand where his mistake is coming from. In other words, he didn't have the option of Afer Para for the people of his community, because it's not as though they were frum people who were simply Tamei Meis. They were not frum people. And the lack of frumkeit is that which brought about the Tumas Meis. Okay, that's the girsa that we have in Rashi. It's brilliant. The problem is that din of Rabbi Akiva is from what Tkufa, that Oved Avodah Zarah is a Tamei Meis. It's a din Drabanan. It's a din d'rabbanan. So who's to say that existed in the time of Chizkiyahu? So that's what Tosfos was bothered by. Pirush Mekuntres Shinit Mu'uba Avodah Zarah, Da Avodah Zarah Metame Perek Rabbi Akiva Kemeis, Af Agav Tumas Avodah Zarah d'rabbanan, Me Osa Shah Hashem Agazur Aleha Hadarish Lehosa Mikroi Ledivrei Kabbalah. That maybe, you know, which we can put one and one together and get two. That will put together the fact that the Makar is not from the time of the Tanoim, but or the time of Anshei Knesset Gdola, the Makor is from Divrei Kabbalah. So maybe they're already in time of Chizkiyahu, they were Chazal already made that Gezerah that Oved Avodah Zarah has the status of Tmei Meis. Maybe. That's what we'd have to say according to Rashi. But there is another girsa in Rashi, which is not on the side of our Gemara, but which the Ran had. Look at the Ran on the bottom of the Amud. She'ibir as Hashem Nehatuma. Pirish Rashi. Shenitmu b'yemei ochaz aviv, shelo chashishu l'torah. V'haya chizkiyahu machziran lemutav. V'yada shel yaspiku kulam ravoli toher ad ha-pesach v'ibir es ha-shana. What was missing in the Ran's Rashi? What was the cause of tuma according to the Ran's Rashi? Avodah Zarah? Doesn't say Avodah Zarah. Some say they weren't frum. They weren't frum, so they were tmei emes. Namely, that the Tmei Emes, how do you have a rove of Yisrael Tmei Emes? Because they weren't frum. And if they weren't frum, so they were all Tmei Emes. Don't forget that if nowadays we're all Tmei Emes. Why are we all Tmei Emes nowadays? Because the doctor or the midwife who brought us into the world was a Tmei Emes. And so the moment he touched us, we're Tmei Emes. Right? So if the doctors aren't going to go for Afer Parah Aduma, so then everyone, the moment they're born, they're Tmei Emes. So since they lo chashashu, in other words, they weren't from, so they were all Tmei Emes. That was the issue. There was simply too many Tmei Emes, and Chizkiyahu, his kiruv work was to get them to be makriv the Korban Pesach. He wasn't into trying to get them out of their tuma. That would not necessarily work. They view that as voodoo or whatever, right? You have to talk to them in their language, like Rabbi Goldstein talks about Shabbos. People understand Shabbos, so he wanted to understand in his generation Korban Pesach. People understand what proud Jews. Who's a proud Jew? Someone who has a tradition. What's our tradition? Avadim hayinu leparav b'mitzrayim. 99%, well, not 99. Most Jews, right, keep a seder, right? Even the White House, they have a seder, right? Or it's Jews have a seder. They want to be proud. So you tell the Jews, part of your seder is Korban Pesach. come to Yerushalayim, do it all the way, etc. You don't tell them, part of being a Jew is having sprinkled on you Efer Parah. It's not going to go in the Kiruv movement, right? That's not the way. It's a process. So that was the issue, according to... Then the Ran himself, Piresh, Mipnei Tikrovus, Ad Shemetame, I'm sorry, the Bar Ilan made a mistake. Mipnei Tikrovus Avodah Zarah, should be Ayin Zayin, not Ayin Dalet. Mipnei Tikrovus Avodah Zarah, Shemetame Ba'ohel, Tzalmei HaKastim Hayu Chakukim Al Kislehem, that Ochaz, Chizkiyahu's father, was enamored with the Kastim, with the northern Goyim, and he brought in their Avodah Zarah into the Mikdash and had their images because Lehem, Veshoha Levaram, Hachi Yisrael B'Yerushalmi. In other words, so the Ran introduces the issue of Avodah Zarah. But according to the Ran, Rashi was dealing with the world of Tumas Meis. That's Tosfos quotes this Yerushalmi a little differently. Not in terms of Avodah Zarah, but Tosfos has Yerushalmi, Amar de Gul Galaso Shel Aravna Hayavusi Matsu Tachas Hamizbeach. Who was Aravna Hayavusi?
He sold Harabayis.
He was the owner of Har Habayis in the time of David HaMelech, and he sold it, but it could very well be that his kids felt that he had no right to sell Har Habayis to the Jews, and so they went ahead and they buried him under the Mizbeach.
What does that mean, they buried him under the Mizbeach? And even if they did find it, everybody not, so everybody's telling me now?
So all the Achronim ask your question, and they all come up with very, very creative answers. So one of the Midrashim about Achaz is that he made pirtzos. He made all sorts of holes in walls and in tunnels that there were all sorts of walls and tunnels to prevent Tumah from entering into the Mikdash. The Mikdash was built kipin agabe kipin. It was built that there'd be no tumas tahom, etc. And he didn't believe in all of that. So he simply broke through all of those. So the moment he broke through it all, it could be that Aravna was buried outside of the Mikdash, but now there was a direct tunnel from his kever to the Makom HaMikdash. These are all possibilities. V'teima Shaharei HaYucholim LiTaher V'Lama Ib Ruha V'Hasagi Bazoh Shlishi V'Shvi V'Efer Parah Lo Hayu Chaserim B'Chol Bayis Rishon. The Chol Bayis Rishon Amad Lehem Efer Parah Demoshe Rabbeinu Shniasa Ezra Shemu Ayedavim Mezuman LiTaher. Okay, this is, in other words, this is the overall issue that Rashi already was bothered by. But what is very interesting is that in the psukim that are and in the psukim when the Rambam brings Chizkiyahu, just one second, I'm sorry. Yeah, in the Rambam that I did quote, in the Rambam. In Perek Dalet Halach Vav, he points out Lo Mitnei Hatuma, Gon Shehayu Rov Hakohol, O Rov Hakohanim Tmeim, Ein Ma'aber Nesashana Kedei Sheyeh Lehem Pnei Letayer. Namely, that there are two Kimtot. One is Rov Hakohol, and one is Rov Hakohanim. So what Rashi explained, Rashi's explanation, that would of Avodah Zarah. That would explain Rov HaKohol and also Rov HaKohanim. But if we understand, like the Rashi in the Ran, that Rov HaKohol was because they were Tmei Mesim, the Kohanim, even in the time of Chizkiyahu, Yitachen, that they were not Tmei Mesim, but they'd be Tamei from Aravna Hayavusi, they were from an unknown Tumah. That, you know, it's, so then, you know, as we would understand why you would have a number of sources of Tuma. You could have a broader source of Tuma and a more specific source of Tuma to include the Rov HaKohol and the Rov HaKohanim. Okay, so what we're left with in this sugya is as follows. I gave you a page of Mar Makomos. Is to... And Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, I'm not going to get involved with the issue of the tzitz, whether it's al rosh or not al rosh, it's too far afield for us. But we will start from Amar Mar, to deal with Chizkiyahu. to deal with Chizkiyahu. What was the issue of Chizkiyahu? Up to now, we've been dealing with the issue of Chizkiyahu that he chose Ibur Shana over Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur. That was his issue. But there are other deos, both in terms of the window of opportunity and in terms of Pesach Sheni. So we'll deal with those two issues next time. That's from the four lines from the end of the thin lines. Amar Mar, Im Abrin Ela. We'll start from there and go down to three lines from the bottom. Period. Okay, so that we'll do next time, and I gave you some Rishonim to look at, even two Achronim to look at, an Or Sameach and a Rashash. Those who have the Chidushim of Rav Soloveitchik, so he deals with these issues as well. And that will be, with that we'll complete Emir Tzashem, the sugya of Ibrim Nehatuma. And as I mentioned, after that, after next year, we'll have two more shiurim. We're going to skip until Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Smicha Sekenim, and start from there. And we'll have two shiurim on Smicha Sekenim, then a Chazar. Okay? Ms. Seder. Okay. Batzlacha.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the Bachiman. It was very, very...
Is this easier?
What?